分享的这两段经文。
The two passages I just shared today.
看起来好像没有相关性。
It sounds like they are not really related.
Okay, 马太这一段是一个比喻。
Matthew, this passage is a parable.
那天国呢是由神掌权的。
So the heaven, heavenly kingdom is where God reigns.
他的一个制度。观念跟价值观跟我们今天在世上好像不一样。
The system and viewpoint and their mindset probably is different from what we have today.
他们可能是颠倒过来的。
They probably seems to be upside down.
你可以看一下投影片。
So you can look at the PowerPoint.
Click the next.
Next.
你可以看到就是十九章的三十节。
So in chapter 19, verse 30.
跟二十章的十六节。
And chapter 20, verse 16.
他们像一个框架，一个 frame.
They function as a frame.
刚好框住了中间葡萄园做工的比喻这段经文。
So they framed it around the passage we read about the parable of the vineyard.
你可以看到经文的意思一样，可是句子颠倒，在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。然后是在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。
So in the passage, you see that the two phrases, two verses that they basically reverse the order, but the meaning is the same.
那这段经文最让我们困惑的一件事。
And what puzzles us most in this passage?
好像很不公平。
Seemingly very unfair.
但是没有人被骗。
But on the other hand, there's no one was cheated.
那我们会觉得，我们心中读完还是会觉得不舒服或怪怪的。
But even though we still feel uncomfortable after we finish this passage.
因为你会觉得。
Because you might feel this.
如果真有这种园主。
If you do see such a vineyard owner.
那我明天就结束前一个小时再来。
And we should all go there just right before, an hour before the end of the work day.
我照样可以领一天的工资。
And I can get the full day of wage.
但是我相信一件事。
But I do believe one thing.
不论是过去或今天。
Whether it's in the past or today.
你可能还是不敢。
And you wouldn't dare to risk that.
万一园主明天决定我只要前面二十个呢？
What if the owner just decide to pick the first 20?
Yeah. 那这就是比喻性经文很妙的地方。
This is why this is a parable is very interesting and wonderful.
你可以有很多想象的空间。
There's a lot of room for you to imagine.
但是你不会错失它有一个主要的重点。
But you won't miss the main point.
他的确是在说。
He is indeed is saying.
原主绝对掌权。
The land, the vineyard owner is in, has a full right.
他愿意施恩给谁就给谁。
He want to grace whoever he want to grace, of whom he want to grace, he will grace that person.
那天国呢，是一个以神全然的信实、慈爱、公平、公义在掌权。
So God is reigning in His full faithfulness, mercy, fairness, and just.
只有神真正知道我们每一个人的需要跟想要、缺乏能力跟乏力、满足跟富足。
Only God knows completely our strengths and weakness, and whether we are rich or poor.
另外一个经文在刚刚读的《生命记》十五章七到十一节。
Another passage we read is in the Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 7 through 11.
他告诉我们要去怜悯那些穷乏的人。
So it talks about how we should have pity on those who are poor.
他还叫你一定要借钱给穷人。
It tells you have to lend the money to the poor.
生命记呢是律法当中最具人道关怀的一卷书，一卷书。
Deuteronomy is one of the Old Testament book that show great humanistic concerns.
他要求我们去怜法这些穷人，怜悯穷人。
It commanded us to have mercy on those people in need.
Okay, 他的律法充满这些人道的关怀跟思想。
So in the book is full of the humanistic concerns and thinking.
Okay, maybe 下一章哈 next.
Oh, next.
那我们可以说，生命记是一个天国福音书。
So we can say that Deuteronomy is the gospel of in the Old Testament.
我们可以这样想哈，刚刚你读了生命记十五章。
So let's think about this way. You just read chapter 15, Deuteronomy chapter 15.
他说呢，最每一年的最后一年你要豁免。
So it talks about at the end of seventh year, you have to cancel the debts.
不论你借多少。
No matter how much you have.
到第七年他不还你。
If the person cannot repay, pay you back.
你都要赦免。
And you have to cancel, that debt.
你会不会觉得这种制度对这个借钱的人是不公平的？
Do you feel this is unfair to the people who lends out the money?
Okay, 然后你再看。
And
他说
look again.
Okay, 他接下来再讲。我们会觉得说，如果有一个人故意来跟你借钱，到七年底的时候故意借钱，那你怎么办？
What if someone who comes to you just right before seventh year, what would you do?
他就是存心赖账倒债。
Isn't this person is trying to extort you?
对不对？ OK, 十五章的七到九节。
So, 7 through 11, chapter 15.
他还说你不可硬着心肠，不可沾着手，不可心里起恶念，不可恶眼看待。这个观念对债主非常的不公平。
So it talks about that the owner, the rich person cannot be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward them. Isn't this very unfair to the rich person?
我们中国有句话。
In China, Chinese, we have a saying.
我准备听你要怎么翻译，就是可怜之人必有其可恨之处。
So whoever is pitiful must have something have some guilt of his own.
你不觉得他翻得好不好？还可以是OK, 那我们会觉得有些人就是笨，就是懒嘛，所以他今天才会这样。
So we often think those people they must have a reason, they must be lazy or they must be stupid.
所以呢，我们会觉得，我们就是这些辛苦工作的人，为什么上帝就要我们去帮助那些懒惰的人
？And we are the ones that we work hard and diligently, and why do we have to help those people？
所以呢，这种价值观，这种要求，对我们辛勤工作的人是不公平的。
So it is unfair to us, those who work hard and work diligently.
Okay, 所以呢，你如果问我说这两段经文，我们现在再来看。
So if let's take a look at these two passages again.
Okay, 生命记十五章九节，他说。
So in Deuteronomy, verse 9, 15, 9.
恶眼看你穷乏的弟兄。
So it talks about you use your evil eyes to see and treat your brothers.
你如果看英文圣经就比较清楚。
So if you look at the English Bible, it's clearer.
因为马太福音的二十章十五节。
So in Chapter Matthew chapter 20.
他说我做好人，你就中文翻红了眼吗？对不对
？So in Chinese it says when I'm being generous and you will be envious.
对，它其实是同样一个字。
Actually, those words are the same as the ones in the Deuteronomy.
就是在希腊文的七十四译本的旧约跟新这个新约里面用的是同一个字，就是 evil eye.
So in Greek text, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and Old Testament, they use the same words, which is literally means the evil eyes.
这个恶眼。
So this evil eyes.
就是形容人用世俗的眼界。
So it's talking about people using the secular mindset or viewpoint.
以自我的利益跟自我考量为中心去思考公平跟公义。
So they decide what's fair or unfair based on how that impact our own benefit.
我想问大家。
So let me ask you this.
你真的在乎一个绝对公平对所有人都公义的制度价值跟观念吗？
Do you really care about something is absolutely fair and just for all.
Yeah. 很多时候
Very often.
对你公平的事
Something fair to you.
对别人其实不尽然公平
It won't be fair to others.
对你不公平的事
Something unfair to you.
可能对别人确实公平
And could be fair to others.
神要求我们
So God has commanded us.
用神的眼光看别人
To see other people through the eyes of God.
能够怜悯比我们软弱、比我们缺乏的人。
So have compassion on those people who are weaker than us.
可以肯定自己跟别人。
And in such a way, you can affirm yourself and others at the same time.
可以分享满足跟富足。
So we can share what's content and what is rich.
OK, 首先第一个我们来看天国打破竞争的心态
so,
是想需要跟想要
So the number one, we want to see how the heavenly kingdom、that it tears down this,、the mindset
在马太福音这个故事里面
In the story of、Matthew
那个第一批人跟原主讲第一千银子
So the first group of people, they have agreed upon the one denarius、with the landlord Whether that one denarius is equivalent to what kind of, what amount of money today?
或者当时罗马制度一钱银子是不是一天的工资
Or whether that one denarius is one day's wage back in the、day of Rome.
第一批人
The first group of people.
他们同意这个工价
They have agreed upon this wage.
一定表示这个工价是合理公平的
that means that they consider this is a fair and reasonable wage.
如果它不公平不合理没有人会想进去
Then otherwise they probably won't go in to work for him.
OK, 他们刚进第一批工人进去的时候
So the first group of people when they went in that vineyard.
他们需要的跟想要的应该是一样的
So the things they think is need and the need and the want is in sync.
然后他会想着今天有人雇佣我就好
And they feel that it's good that today someone have hired me.
做完这份工拿到这钱银子
So once I finish today's work, I will get that one denarius.
我回家帮我们家儿子买个烧饼
So I will buy a big load of bread for my kid.
OK, 或者我给我老婆买她一直想要的项链。
Oh, I can buy the necklace my wife has always been longed for.
或者存到月底可以买 iPad.
Oh, I save some of them to the end of month, I can buy the new iPad.
为什么一开始需要跟想要的一样，到最后会不确定，还会完全否定？
But why is this originally you think that what you need and what you want they are the same, but toward the very end the story show that, that you start wondering whether they are the same and you even deny that that's what you want.
其实这个故事第一点告诉我们的就是我们有没有真正清楚我们需要跟想要的是什么有没有差别
So the first thing that the storyremind us, is that remind and ask us to think whether there's a difference between what's needed and what you want.
我常常坐飞机。
Very often I will flying around.
我常常看到旁边的人。
I see people around me.
有 iPad.
They use iPad.
Kindle.
Kindle.
Nook.
Nook.
Tablet. 我就在想我也要买一个。
I think I need one too.
我也要跟他们一样这样子。
I want to like swipe, how do you call that?
The screen.
They will work on the screen.
Yeah. 可是后来呢我又想。
But then I thought about this again.
我到底一年搭几次飞机?
How many times I actually take fly on the plane?
我想这只是我想要的不是我真的需要的。
So I feel that this is just something that I want to have, not that I need to have.
你们可以看到我没有 iPad, 所以我还是印了奖章来。
So you can see, I don't have iPad, I still print out my notes here.
Okay, 有时候呢是别人告诉我们需要这个东西是这个世界的人在给我们声音我需要这个。
So it's very often that this world actually tells us what I want or what I need.
我们很容易迷失在评比跟竞争中。
So we often, got lost in this competition and ranking system provided by this society.
我有一次看一出日剧。
One time I watched a Japanese soap opera.
Drama, yeah.
Japanese drama.
你们有没有很开心知道神学院老师看日剧？
Do you feel happy that even the teachers in the seminary, they also watch Japanese drama?
有一个女孩去参加婚友联谊。
So there's one lady who went to this dating club.
他一开始是觉得年纪大了，希望找一个结婚对象安定下来。
So initially the idea is that he feels that she's getting older, she need to find someone and settle down.
去了以后发现好条件的男人不多。
So then, but once he started, he noticed that the people, men with good qualification are actually is far in between.
那他发现要用点心机才能赢得那个条件比较好的男人。
So he realized he need to do some really hard working in order to win this battle.
后来他用尽手法跟另外一个女孩竞争，终于赢得了那个男孩子。
So finally, he used all the book, all the tricks in the book, and beat the other girls and won the man he wanted.
Yeah.
She wanted.
Yeah. 然后突然间，她发现那个男人没有那么好。
And suddenly, she realized that man is not that great either.
她开始想到，原来自己是因为世俗的价值跟压力，还有好胜心的驱使。
So then she realized the reason she was driven to do all these things is out of this worldly competition and the desire to win.
有很多东西。
There are many things.
我们得到了不见得是好事。
It may not be good once you have it.
有些东西我们得不到也不见得是坏事。
And there are a lot of things, even you don't have it, it may not be a bad thing either.
其实神知道我们的需要。
Actually, God knows what we need.
他知道我们每天的需要。
Then he knows our daily needs.
他有时候不多给。
Sometimes he does not give you extra.
是为我们好。
For your own good.
我们的心眼是怎么样子的？上帝最清楚。
God knows how we think the eyes in our soul.
所以你现在可以想一想。
So now come think about this.
你如果挣扎于你的婚姻、你的事业、你的家庭或侍奉。
So if you are struggling with your life, marriage, your career, and your service in church.
你想一想看你当初需要跟想要是什么。
Think about what's your original intent, what's your original need, and what's your original, what you want.
刚开始都是白马王子、白雪公主。
Originally, you were dreaming about the princess,
Charming.
Prince Charming, and probably the...Snow White.
Yeah, 但是最后开始发现越来越失望。
Then gradually you started to become disappointed, disillusioned.
其实你一开始觉得他就是最适合你的人。
So initially you feel this is a perfect person for you.
其实再回去想想，原来你想过什么。
Then when you look back, you don't really know what you are thinking about.
所以我们再一次可以。从这段经文帮助我们思想，你所需要跟想要的还一致吗？
Let's reflect upon this through this passage, whether what the need and what you want are they still the same?
我会再回头讲这个部分。
I will come back to this part again.
Okay. 第二个，天国是一个打破观念的地方。
So heavenly kingdom is a place where we tear down the old concept.
接纳我们的能力跟乏力就是不足的地方。
To accept our own strength and our own weakness.
二十章一到二节，第一批人进去的时候，他们会不会很高兴，觉得自己得到肯定？
So look at the verse 1 and 2, chapter 20. The first group of people, when they went in, don't you feel they are very happy? They feel they are being affirmed and they feel they are being accepted.
他们清早起来。
Early in the morning, they woke up.
六七点去等机会。
Six, 7 o'clock in the morning, they're waiting for the work.
他们被叫进去有没有很开心？
Don't you feel they're happy when they were called to work?
你们有没有去过 Home Depot 叫工人？
Have you gone to the Home Depot to look for those day laborers?
Yeah. 然后其实他们都在等机会。
They were all waiting for that opportunity.
希望被叫到。
They're waiting to be called.
OK, 那第二批呢是二十章三节九点的时候呢第二批人也被叫进去了。
So the second group of people at 9 o'clock in the morning, they were also called to work.
有些学者解释这个第二批人可能是家里面有农活或者可能体格差一些所以第一批没有被选上。
So those people, some people suggest that the second group of people probably they are not as qualified, so they were called at 9 o'clock.
OK, 那但是他们进去有没有很开心？
But don't they feel happy when they're called to work?
对不对？好，二十章五节，第三批在中午，第四批在下午三点。
So verse 5, you will see the fourth group and fifth group come in at the noontime and at the 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
到了最后一批。
And it finally comes to the last group.
二十章六节。
Verse 6.
下午五点了。
5 o'clock in the afternoon.
原主看见闲在一天的。
The landowner look at those people have been standing for the whole day.
他们承认自己是没人要的。
They acknowledge that they were not being picked.
我们可以想象。
We can imagine.
好了，他们就是偷懒的。
Those people are the lazy bunch.
体力差的。
Those the weaker ones.
看起来不太好的。
They look not as qualified.
但是园主还是让他们进去了。
But the vineyard owners still let them go in and work.
而且园主后来开始发工资。
And then the owners start giving out the wage.
那个最后只做一个小时的。
The ones who went in last work only for an hour.
也拿一样的工钱。
He got the same one denarius.
你觉不觉得不公平？
Do you feel that it's unfair?
各位诚实的举手，同不同意？不公平的举手，
觉得不公平的举手。Be honest that you think it's not fair. You can raise your hand. Just be honest.
Yeah, see, 我们的确会这样想。
We that's how we feel, indeed.
我现在换一个角度想。
Let's look at this from a different angle.
下午的五点到六点。
During the time between five o'clock and 6 o'clock.
这个钟头里面。
Within this 1 hour.
所有进得去园子的人。
All the people working in the field.
他们都很开心。
They are all very happy.
他们觉得他们都得到肯定。
They will all be feel
confirmed. 因为不管是能力差的。
Whether it's the less capable person.
能力强的
or the most more capable person
到这一天的结束
at the end of the day
每个人都觉得被肯定被接纳
they will feel they were accepted and they were affirmed
他们都在等着发工资
they are all waiting for the time receiving the wage
在这一天的结束
so at the end of that day
所有人
all the people
都回到公平的起点上
they all cometo the fair starting point.
我们经常有个观念。
Very often we have this the way of thinking.
我相信包括刚刚没举手的人也一样。
Including those people who may not raise their hand.
因为我们觉得终点的成果来看才是公平的。
Because we often think the fairness depending on the end result.
我们觉得努力越多。
We feel that the harder we work.
我们能力越强。
The more capable we are.
我们应该得到更多的奖赏跟肯定。
We ought to receive more rewards and more being more affirmed.
但是经文跟圣经其实是问我们。
But the Bible verses here are actually questioning us.
很多弱势者。
There are people who are weaker.
能力比我们差的人。
Less capable people.
在起点上就是不公平的。
They are not being, they don't have a fair starting point.
当我们自己是弱势者的时候。
When we are the ones who are weaker.
你会不会也会自卑、自叹、自怜？
Wouldn't you feel the self-pity and the self-pity?
盼望别人给我一点机会跟恩惠。
And we hope that other people can give us the chance to do it, to make it.
我从开始就说，《生命记》十五章九节跟二十章十六节同样用恶眼看别人。
So I just mentioned both places they talk about this evil eyes, using the evil eyes to see and treat other people.
因为我们大部分的人没有办法用神的眼光去看待公平跟公义。
Because most of us cannot really see things, understand the fairness through the eyes of God.
第一批人。
The first group of people.
在没有拿到更多酬劳的时候。
Before they receive the wage.
他们本来哈，这群人就是我们刚刚讲早起的人，可能是属于天龙国的人。不知道大家知不知道天龙国什么意思？
The first group of people.They probably were the people who were born with the silver spoon in the mouth.
那这一批人在没有拿到更多酬劳的时候
，So before they receive that actual reward they expected,
你有没有发现一件事
？Do you see one thing?
他们马上转换一个角色，自己变成受害者的角度，在眼光在看事情。注意到这个经文讲
，Have you noticed that Describe this, the first group of people suddenly are being transformed into as if they were the victim.
The victim, yeah. 他们十二节讲说，我整天劳苦，这些人只做一个钟头，
So, verse 12, it says, well, I've been working full day, working hard all day, but why do I get the same amount of money?
你知不知道?
Do you know that?
当你心生不平的时候,
when you feel you've been treated unfairly,
你都是用受害者的角度在看事情,
you are looking at things through a victim's viewpoint.
你回去想想我这句话,
think about this when you go home.
该隐,
Cain,
创世纪第四章,
the Genesis 4,
他从头到尾,
throughout the story,
他都用受害者的眼光在看事情,
he was looking at things through a victim's point of view.
他从来不会去想他是加害者, 他一直在想的就是我是一个受害者,
很多不公平的受害者, he keep on thinking he is actually the one being victimized.
我举一个例子, 就是 我自己在这样读圣经之后,
so let me give you an example. After I finish reading a passage like this,
我在我的希伯来文课程,
so and when I in my the my Hebrew class,
圣经希伯来文又叫学不来文,
the Hebrew class of Hebrew language is also called impossible language to learn.
那学生们学得很辛苦,
so the people who study really hard, it's really challenging for the students.
所以我就开始做一件事,
so I start doing something.
期中考之后,
after the midterm,
我就跟学生讲,
so I told those students,
我说如果你到期末,
so if you come to the end of this semester,
你可以拿B,
if you can get a B,
我总成绩给你B,
I will give you a B grade at the end.
Even 你期中考C or F,
so even you got a C or F in the during the midterm,
你觉得学生会不会很高兴愿意学?
Do you think people will more likely willing to study?
如果你是我的学生，你会不会愿意学了?
Do you, if you are my student, would you like to study more?
你会想学，你觉得我还有机会翻身，
you, you feel that I have a chance to reset and we can start over.
你如果问我,
if you ask me,
那拿A的会不会觉得很不公平?
Those people who got the A, wouldn't they feel very unfair?
Okay. 我问过我的学生,
so I asked my students,
我说你们拿A会不会觉得不公平?
Those you who got an A, do you feel this is really unfair to you?
其实拿A的学生不会觉得不公平。
Actually, those people who got A didn't feel it.
你知道为什么吗?
Do you know why?
因为他们了解, 他自己花3个小时拿A, 那些人要花30个小时才能拿B.
Because they know that it took them 3 hours to get an A, but for those who got B, they actually spent 30 hours on it.
我问他, 如果他花了30个小时拿A, 你觉得不公平吗?
So if I ask him, if those people who spent 30 hours to get an A, do you feel this is still unfair?
他们说不会。
They don't think that's unfair.
这是我想讲的天国的概念。
Hope this is to tell you this is the viewpoint of the heavenly kingdom.
我觉得在教会,
so I think in church,
在神学院,
in seminary,
在神的国度里,
in the kingdom of God,
我们能不能接纳每一个不同的人有一个机会, 不管是犯错, 可以重新开始的机会?
Are we willing to accept that there for whoever they will have a chance to start over and allow them to make mistake.
教会,
church,
应该是让人看见天国这样子的观念的地方,
should be the place where they have a glimpse into this heavenly kingdom.
我希望我们可以拿掉那些我们太久以来的这种世俗的观念。
So I hope that you can remove that secular thinking in our mind that has been lingering for a long time.
用神的眼光看事情。
So look at the world through the eyes of God.
教会不需要比文凭,
in church, we don't need to compare our degrees.
不需要比学历,
we don't need to compare our educations.
不需要比小孩,
we don't need to compare our kids.
我们需要的真的是在神面前知道每个人都不一样。
We need to know that we are all different in the eyes of God.
神接纳我们每一位。
And God accepts every one of us.
如果你觉得别人看不起你,
if you feel that other people look down on you,
或者甚至于你看不起你自己,
or even yourself don't look down yourself,
其实神看你的眼光完全一样，跟另外一个你觉得很优秀的人，在神眼中他是一样的。
But God will fairly look each one and each and every one of us the same.
第三个。
Thirdly.
天国是一个打破最后我们讲叫做价值观的地方。
So heavenly kingdom is a place where we want to tear down the old worldly view value system.
我们应该能够分享我们的满足跟富足。
We ought to be able to discern what's the content and what's the rich we have.
有些学者在解释这段经文的时候
Some scholar when they explain this passage
哦就说哦这段经文就是在讲犹太人先获得救恩然后外邦人再获得然后不管先来后到大家都得到救恩
So they said while this passage is talking about the Jews will receive the gospel for, redemption first then the good news first and then followed by the Gentiles whoever comes whether it's first or last they all receive the same gospel
但是这段经文其实远远超过进原子的次序，因为它不只打破同工不同工同酬，最重要是连发酬劳的顺序是颠倒的。
So this is a story is more than just the order of things happening, whether you receive the gospel or not. It not only describing that the people who work differently but receive the same wage. It's even the timing of giving out the wage, they are different.
所以我刚刚讲，神眼中看我们都一样。
So that's why I was saying that God would treat us the same way.
但是其实从发酬劳的顺序不一样，给那个越弱的人先发。
So, but you see that it will give out the wages to those people who are weaker.
神其实愿意给一个脆弱的人、懦弱的人一个重新开始，更愿意给这样的人一个重新开始的机会。
God want to give those who are weaker a chance to start over.
所以《生命记》的十五章刚刚大家读的那段经文。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 15 we just read.
七到十一节。
Verse 7 through 11.
你可以跟一到六节一起读的时候
If you read along with the chapter, the verse 1 through 6,
他其实不是叫你免债而已。
He is not only asked you to cancel the debt.
他叫你继续借钱。
He asks you to continue
请你一直借钱。
To lend it to others.
你们不要心里紧张。
So don't be nervous now here.
觉得是不是我就要借钱给穷人这件事。
Don't worry about whether you need to lend it to the poor.
而是要去帮助人。
Is how much you want to desire to help others.
所以主耶稣为什么强调我们要免别人的债，如同天父免我们的债
？So why Lord's prayer remind us to forgive others debts?
所以我们现在在想另外一个情景。
So, let's think about a different scenario.
如果在那天结束的时候
，So at the let's assuming at the end of that day，
那个第一批进去的人
，The first group of people。
不是转头就对原主开骂。
It's not if they didn't start complaining to the landowner.
而是回头对最后一批进去的人说。
But talk to those the fifth group of the people.
恭喜你。
Congratulations.
我觉得你今天做得很棒。
I think you did well today.
请继续努力。
Work harder next time.
我希望明天早上可以再看到。
And I hope that I can see you again tomorrow.
你觉得会有什么不一样
？What kind of difference do you think you can make?
你觉得第二天那个最后一批进去的人会怎么样
？What going to happen to those people, the last group of people, next day?
十个。
Out of those 10,
至少有五个可能会被激励吧。
Don't you think at least 5 will be encouraged?
或者明天。
Or maybe tomorrow,
他会是第二或第三批进去的人。
They will become the second or third group of people.
同意吗
？Do you agree?
没有反应。
There's no response.
Okay. 我在台北跟美国都待过两个很不错的教会。
In Taiwan and America, I have been to two different very good church.
我的教会给我们传道牧者的薪水是按需要给的。
So the church we I serve they give out the wage based on our need.
单身的人只有单身的工资。
So for the singles, they receive the single compensation.
有家眷的人会有配偶跟小孩子的津贴。
For the people with couple and kids, they will have extra compensation for the wives and for the spouse and the kids.
我们的单身传道从来没有计较或去偷懒。
So our single ministers never slack off a complaint.
我们的已婚传道有没有想拼命生小孩赚津贴？
So, and our the couples, they didn't try to give birth more in order to get more.
无论已婚或未婚,
whether you're single or married,
先来的后到的,
whether you come first or later,
每个传道人都认真服事,
everyone works, all the ministers, they work diligently.
然后弟兄就是很认真的十一奉献,
and brothers, sisters, they are diligently tithe.
所以这个教会每一年它有个原则，叫做以需要为原则。
So, this church has a principle. They base their planning based on the need.
所以到年终。
So at the very end of at the end of every year.
只要多出来的。
If there's extra money left.
全部奉献给比自己弱小的教会跟社会上的穷乏团体。
So they will give out those money to other smaller churches and also the people in need.
或者神学院
or the seminaries.
所以每一年
so every year,
那个政府就发奖牌给他，给我们那个教会。
So the city will give out this plaque, the reward to our church.
而且钱永远就是越奉献越多。
And the church has always been receiving more than what they need.
对，所以你可以看得到，这个教会就是你刚刚读的经文里面，神十五章生命记十五章十节。
So this is what in the chapter 15, verse 10.
神在他所行的事上。
God will bless in on those the things they do.
手中所办的事。
So and what they do in
their, 都赐福给他。
And they will bless them.
年年有余。
And there will be left over.
另外一个教会。
The other church.
是我在芝加哥的柳溪教会。
So it's the Willow Creek Church in Chicago.
我待在那里不是很长。
I wasn't in Chicago for a long time.
但有一件事我看到的。
But I have seen one thing.
他们不断在分享帮助需要的人。
They have been keep on helping those who are in need.
帮助欢迎大家捐车子。
They encourage them to donate the used car.
然后修好以后给没有车子的人，穷人。
So after they are fixed up, they will give it to the poor.
或者食物分享给穷乏的人
，or share the food with people are poorer.
我有一个姐妹
，I have a sister there.
她是我以前的会友。
Actually, she is a member of our previous church.
她或许不是最富有的
，maybe she is not the most wealthy person.
但她非常乐意分享。
But he is very he loved to share.
我们家的从我到我先生到我女儿，我们家的衣服鞋子都是他们家给我们的。
So all the clothes and shoes from in our home, they are all being shared by them.
而且都是新的，不是旧的。
They are all new ones too.
后来我就问她。
So later I asked her.
她跟我说。
So she told me.
她从来都教导孩子。
She always teaches her kids.
如果你有三双鞋
，If you have three pairs of shoes，
你自己穿一双就够了。
You need only one of that。
另外一双要给传道人的小孩。
The other one you should give to the kids of a minister。
另外一双给孤儿。
The third one give it to an orphan。
他从来就是乐意分享他的满足跟富足。
So she always loved to share what she has and the rich she has。
很多基督徒，我认识很多基督徒。
I know many Christians.
他们不是让自己很满足自己的高尚，或者是一些富有之后多的才给教会，而是他们先设定一个满足的界限，绝不动摇，生活简朴低调，其他的都当成富足是恩典，奉献给教会、传道人、神学生跟需要的人。
So I know there's a lot of brothers and sisters, they don't give out what's left over after they try to pursue their luxury enjoyment. But they set align for the contentment and do not swear from it. And anything beyond that border, that line, they consider that's the extra grace or reach from God, and they share gladly with others.
我是不是跟你们问过，第一批人进去本来想要的跟需要的是一样的。
Then I asked you earlier that in the beginning, the first group of people, they think the need that they have and the want what they need and what they want initially they are the same.
但是为什么在得到想要的瞬间可以完全否定
？But how come they suddenly deny that when they actually receive what they bargained for?
因为就像很多人一样
，just like many people，
因为你不知道满足的界限在哪里
，because you don't know what's the line for your contentment。
你有没有想过为你的人生设定一个满足的界限
？Have you ever tried to set a line for the contentment in your life？
我有一次游泳
I went to swim。
那个游泳池不是有水道吗？
There's a
中间有没有个分隔线？
Lanes and there's a dividing line.
后来那条线呢？那天不知道谁呢把它拉掉了。然后呢，人家装上去的时候又没有装好。
So that day, the dividing line wasn't tied up properly.
然后就是在水中这样晃。
So it was swimming back and forth in water.
就我在游的时候。
So when I was swimming,
我就跟着那条线在游。
So I was swimming around or following that line.
因为很习惯了。
Because I'm so used to doing that.
结果我发现我已经游到别人那边去了。
So I realized I was swimming in other people's land.
我就在想。
So I was thinking.
如果你没有一条满足的界限。
If you don't set a line for your contentment.
你其实很容易迷失的。
You will get lost very easily.
一个满足的界限。
Set a line for your contentment.
去分享你有这样的满足的界限。
So you can share with other people the line of that contentment.
就像我刚刚讲的那些弟兄姐妹。
Just like those brothers and sisters I just mentioned.
他们就穿这样的衣服就好。
They say, this is all I need. This is the dress I need.
我不会再需要一套衣服。
I don't need a second pair of
我不需要再一个皮包。
I don't need a second purse.
我只要这些。
That's all I need.
其他的都是多的。
The rest of them are extras.
都是奉献，可以奉献出去的。
All are can be donated.
所以我希望今天讲的这三点。
So I hope the three points I shared today.
打破天国是一个打破我们竞争心态的地方。
This heavenly kingdom is a place we can break away from the mindset of competitiveness.
你已经在教会社会竞争的很累了。
You have been tired of this competition.
其实你心里可以是平静的。
Actually, you can have the rest and peace.
你只要想我需要的是什么，跟那真的是我想要的吗
？You just have to make sure, and the
things 需要跟想要一致。
Yeah, make sure the things you want and what you need they are the same.
你也可以打破这样的观念。
And you can break away from an old concept.
我们相信神接纳所有有能力的人，也接纳所有乏力的人。
So God will accept those people who are capable and also accept those people who are less capable.
我们可以更能够去接纳肯定别人也接纳肯定我们自己。
So that we can accept both us and other people.
我们可以去鼓励那些软弱的人。
And we can encourage people who are weak.
天国也打破我们的价值观。
So the heavenly kingdom also break down our old value system.
其实你现在就可以想象。
Actually, you can think about it now.
为什么主耶稣一直说那个富人进天国是难的
？Why Jesus said the rich person is hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God?
基督教不是反富。
Christianity is not anti wealth.
而是因为当你不知道富足设定满足界限的时候，你会无穷尽的去追逐，然后你没有办法满足。
The problem is that if you don't set a line and if you don't understand you need a line for that contentment, you will continue to pursue that endless goal that in your life and you will get lost in it.
希望这三点对大家可以好好的想想在你生活当中我们是不是可以做一个想进天国的人能够在享受天国这么好的一个给我们的价值，给我们的观念，给我们的想法。
I hope that today's passage can give you a chance to think about whether you are the one who are willing to enter the kingdom of God and enjoy all the benefit bring forth with this heavenly kingdom.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的父。
Heavenly Father.
我们向你献上感谢。
We are thank you.
不管我们现在的情况如何。
No matter what condition we are in.
可能有些人在找工作。
That people might be seeking the job.
寻找他前面的道路。
Seeking their future.
可能在婚姻中有些挣扎。
Maybe they're struggling in their marriage.
工作上有些困难。
That challenges in their workplace.
服事上也有一些辛苦的地方。
And their hardship in serving the church.
主，我们都求你帮助我们一件事。
We all just ask you to help us one thing.
用你的眼光看事情。
That we can see the world through your eyes.
那个伤害我们的人。
For those people who have hurt us.
或者那个不够了解我们的人。
Those people who don't understand us.
主，他们也是你所创造的。
They are also created in your image.
主，他们在无意中得罪我们的。
They have been probably unknowingly hurting us.
主，你都知道。
And you know all this.
主，我可以从谅解跟饶恕的眼光去看待。
So we can see them through the forgiveness and the leniency.
主，帮助我们。
So help us, Lord.
在我们的需要跟想要上，让我们一致。
Let's to have the same need and versus want.
主，也让我们可以去接纳。跟我不一样的人。
So we can receive, accept those people who are different from us.
主，也帮助我们可以在你的国度里面，主，我们愿意去分享我们的满足跟富足。
So we can in your kingdom share our contentment and our rich.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
So we pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we probably need the help from